"Look there," Chris hissed excitedly, pointing to a tree limb on the slope above them. "An American kestrel!" William looked up and spotted the tiny brown bird. It looked like a miniature hawk. Chris's binoculars were up and locked onto the bird in an instant. "It's one of the smallest birds of prey in the world," he chuckled. "You know, locally, it's called the killy-killy, because of the sound it makes." The blond man made no response, continuing to stare at the deadly little bird. He glanced at the man beside him, noting a band of lighter skin on the ring finger of the left hand that held the binoculars. "You married?"
Oh, no, not anymore. Wife couldn't take the isolation here. Divorced. I live alone, but I don't mind the quiet. You? Big strapping man like you, I imagine you'd have your pick of the girls."
William felt his jaw involuntarily clench before he forced it to relax once more, his face remaining impassive.
"No, just haven't found the right woman."
Then he turned and continued down the trail. They were now over a quarter mile from Ladder Road. He angled off the trail on the seaward side, stepping onto an outcrop overlooking a rocky ravine that dropped down toward the sea.
"Where are you going? Is this where you saw the tropic birds? Down in that gut?"
Chris pushed through the dense foliage that ringed the little outcrop.
"Yes, right down there."
The man pointed before stepping back to allow the bird watcher to pass him. Chris carefully moved nearer the edge, lifting his binoculars with excitement.
"Thank you so much. I've only seen them a few times."
He searched.
I don't see them."
"Why did you have to know the owner?" The birder lowered his binoculars and turned back to the blond man.
"I'm sorry, what?"
"Killy Killy." Chris Brady's eyes registered a flash of realization as the man's powerful arms shot forward with blinding speed, grabbing the birder's head in a vice grip and twisting savagely. A grisly crunch sounded, punctuated with a muted pop. The man who was not William then grabbed his prey at belt buckle and shirt collar, lifting him completely over his head and hurling him down into the dense underbrush 100 feet below the outcrop. Leaves rustled and branches snapped for several seconds as the lifeless body crashed down through the foliage, quickly becoming lost from sight.
"What an inconvenience."
He stepped forward and looked down, searching for any sign of the fallen birder. Assessing the kill, he felt quite proud of how he'd handled it. A tragic fall, that was all, such a shame. And it would likely be some time before the body was discovered. The act itself had aroused nothing inside him, but this was not a surprise to the blond man. He didn't swing that way. And even then he preferred to use his instrument. No, this had required a simpler method. It had been an obstacle placed in his path, and he had overcome it, nothing more. Glancing down, the man picked up the fallen walking stick. It was constructed of polished wood, with a little leather loop to thread onto the wrist, and atop its head was a tiny compass. He dug that out and pocketed the trophy before tossing the stick down to join its owner. As he turned to go back to the trail, a flash of white caught his eye. A beautiful seabird, with a bright red beak and flowing tail, glided by the nearby cliffs, heading out to sea.